Hello, my friends. It is so good to be with you again for the Morning Mindset. My name is Kerry Green. If you're new with this, I am so thankful you're here. What we're trying to do on the Morning Mindset is every day take the steps to get our minds aligned with the truth of God. Because when we think about the world, about ourselves, about others in the world, in the way that God thinks, then we are setting ourselves up to live that day in a way that brings glory to Him and brings blessing to our lives. We're doing that recently, right now, in the book of Proverbs by going verse by verse, and we're in Proverbs chapter 10, verses 6 and 7. Now, let me remind you that a proverb, which is what is contained in the book of Proverbs, is a collection of proverbs. A proverb is a wise saying. It's something that will say, this brings blessing, this brings not blessing. This brings good, this brings bad. And oftentimes they're very simple statements that make obvious sense when you first read them. But they are stated nonetheless because they are needful for us to have in order to ponder them and to look for the deeper and more beneficial truths that lie under the surface. So that's what we're doing today as we look at verses 6 and 7 of chapter 10. It says, blessings are on the head of the righteous, but the mouth of the wicked conceals violence. The memory of the righteous is a blessing, but the name of the wicked will rot. So again, as Proverbs often do, we're seeing a contrast here being made. We're seeing the righteous and the wicked. In both verses, it gives us something that will happen in the case of the righteous and then something that will happen in the case of the wicked. And the results that are provided are opposite of each other. So it's comparing and contrasting. It's giving you an option and it's saying, which way do you want to go? The way of the righteous or the way of the wicked? It's your decision. And Proverbs are laid out in such a way that the answer to the question in our own hearts is supposed to be obvious. It's supposed to be clear which one is better. And in this case, I think that's a perfect illustration. Look at verse 6. Blessings are on the head of the righteous. So let me ask you a simple question. Do you want a blessed life? I think no one in the world would say no to that question. So Solomon is saying, if you want to have a blessed life, then you need to be a righteous person. Now, there's a lot we could talk about when it comes to righteousness, but in general, he's saying a person who lives and does the right thing, a person who follows God's commands, a person who is in their heart of hearts moving in the direction that God wants them to move. And the wicked are those who refuse to do that, the ones who want to do it their own way. And you notice that Solomon characterizes people who reject God's way as wicked. Because in reality, that's what it is to reject the wisdom and love and care of the God of the universe. It is a wicked thing, and it leads to very dramatic ends. Notice in verse 6 what Solomon says about the wicked. He says, the mouth of the wicked conceals violence. So he says mouth because he's inferring that our speech when we are wicked is leading to violence. Our speech is something that is not as peaceful as it sounds. There is a deceit involved. And so as we move on to verse 7, we see another contrast. The memory of the righteous is a blessing, but the name of the wicked will rot. So he's talking about after we are dead and gone. What is the result if we are a righteous person versus a wicked person? Well, when people look back on the life of a righteous person, they're blessed. They remember all the good that the person did. They remember how that person touched their life in particular. But when they look back on the life of a wicked person, they may actually be glad that the person is gone. The person's not held in high esteem. The person is not a person of honor. You'll think of someone like Hitler or Mussolini, people who are notorious for their wicked deeds. And you see the point. My friends, back to the question, do you want a blessed life? Solomon is laying out for us here that there really are only two options in the way that we live. You can live the way of righteousness by following God and doing your very best to let His Holy Spirit lead the way, or you can choose your own way and be deemed by God to be wicked. And as a result, your life is not going to be a blessed life. Jesus, teach us what it means to be righteous people in practical terms. Enable us through the power of your Holy Spirit to obey your commands, to fear you as we should, and to walk in wisdom. Lord, we want this because we do want a blessed life, and that's not a selfish thing to say. It's reaching out to take hold of your promises, and so we lean on you. We ask you to guide us and empower us in our living so that our lives can bring glory to you and blessing to us.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.